Welcome back to another week of the RevMD podcast. So this week, we're going to go over something that is very timely, annual wellness visits for Medicare patients. And it's timely because beginning of the year, this is something that your office can be doing to calling and scheduling those, making sure that your schedule's full. And this is just another way to help both serve your patients as well as get revenue in your practice. And so this is going to be a good podcast if you're seeing that patient population, but also if you're getting denials and you're not really understanding, you know, why you're maybe getting some of the denials for those wellness visits, and you're just trying to figure out how to differentiate each of these. So wellness visits have three varieties, and we're going to go over each of those today. And they are somewhat similar, and yet it is very important to understand the differences between each of these. So the first one is the initial preventative physical examination. So I'm actually going to list all three of them, and then we'll kind of go through each of them because I think it'll help frame the discussion. So like I said, initial preventative physical examination, initial annual wellness visit, and subsequent annual wellness visit. And I'll touch on advanced planning care and routine physical exams at the end. So again, all of these are similar, but it's important that you recognize some of these differences. So for that initial preventative physical exam, IPPE, your patients may only receive this benefit within that first 12 months of the Medicare enrollment. This is considered one of those once-in-a-lifetime assessments. And after that initial eligibility period, your patient actually cannot receive one of these. Good news is your patients don't pay anything for this exam. And this really isn't a routine physical exam that some older individuals may get periodically from their physician. This is really that introduction to Medicare, covered benefits. It focuses on, you know, overall health status, disease prevention, detection to help patients really, you know, maintain their health. And so we do encourage physicians and providers to inform patients about these types of visits so that they know that it is covered and it is something available to them. In terms of coding for these, there are some codes, really, you know, the G0402, 403, 404, 405, which kind of go over both the preventative physical exam, that initial preventative physical exam, which is the G0402, and then the EKGs that may occur as part of that, which is the 403, 404, 405. I'm not going to go into those today, just recognize that those are there. And there are some specific codes for those federally qualified health centers visits. And I'm, again, not going to go over those as well today. So again, that initial preventative physical exam is what we just went over. Now, the second one that we just discussed is that initial annual wellness visit. Now, this is going to be very similar to that IPPE, except it's available to those patients after the 11 months of Medicare enrollment. So say your patients missed the opportunity to do the IPPE. This is that first wellness exam, that screening visit. You can sometimes add on that optional cognitive exam or end-of-life planning. And this occurs as an alternative to if you've basically forgot to go get that initial preventative exam that first 12 months. So again, this qualifies after that 11th month of Medicare enrollment. And the third visit is that subsequent annual wellness visit, which again is that yearly follow-up to the annual wellness visit that you did. And again, that's 11 months after an initial, a patient can attend one of these sessions to basically modify any plans that they need, maintain their preventative care plans, and see how their health is doing and determine if any other plans regarding how they manage their overall health need to be changed. And again, that coding is at G0438 for the annual wellness visit, which is that initial visit, G0439, which is the subsequent visit. It's important to note that you still must report a diagnosis code when submitting one of these, and you're not required to use a specific annual wellness visit diagnosis code. So you may choose any diagnosis code that really fits with the patient's overall exam. So this differs from the routine physical exam, which again is that exam that's really performed without any relationship or treatment to a diagnosis for a specific illness or symptom or complaint. And these are not covered by Medicare. So that is the difference between those initial physical exams, the annual wellness visits. Those are covered, but the routine physical exam is not covered by Medicare. Some other important things to note, like I just said, the annual wellness visit is not a routine physical exam. So that is something that is very different, like I said. That initial physical preventative exam, the annual wellness visits, do not include clinical lab tests, et cetera, but you can still make those recommendations or referrals for those tests. It's just not included as part of that bundled fee. The coinsurance, copayment, and Part B deductibles for these are covered. However, neither is waived for the screening EKG. So that's the 403, 404, 405, right? That G0403, G0404, or G0405. Those are not waived. Again, that's the coinsurance, copayment, and deductibles are not waived for those EKGs, but they are waived for those IPPEs and annual wellness visits. And last, I'll talk about advanced care planning. So again, this is that face-to-face conversation happens between a physician and a patient or another qualified healthcare professional that really is that opportunity to discuss their healthcare wishes, their medical treatment preferences, if they are unable to communicate for themselves, or what decisions they would want to be made about their care. And of course, you can provide any of these during an annual wellness visit. Coding for these is going to be 99497. That's that advanced care planning, including the explanation and discussion of advanced directives, such as standard forms, by the physician or, of course, any other qualified healthcare professional. And that's that first 30 minutes. Now, the 99498 is each additional 30 minutes after that. And you must report a diagnosis code when submitting these, as in these can be an optional element of that annual wellness visit, and it's not required that you use a specific diagnosis code, but you won't want to drop something that's consistent with what's going on with the patient. Now, provided that these are on the same day as the covered AWV, right, that annual wellness visit, the coinsurance and deductible will be waived for these. And that's, of course, if they are seen by the same provider, billed with a modifier 33, and billed on the same claim as that annual wellness visit. So again, the advanced care planning, deductible, and coinsurance once per year is waived when it's billed with that annual wellness visit. So again, these annual wellness visits are a great way to check in with your patients, see what's going on, help them discuss things that are on their mind that may be worried about, like that advanced care planning, and also something that can also impact your revenue, improve your revenue. And one other thing to kind of add to that, diversified revenue streams when it comes to seeing these patients. So really a win-win for everybody. Some important tips when it comes to these wellness visits are a couple things, right? So your front office is going to want to have some education around this, because you can give them a script to be calling your patients and being able to say, hey, it's that time of year, it's been 12 months, we'd love to get these scheduled for you, yada, yada. And then that's one way to kind of keep your schedule full, especially in these times where those deductibles are still there and maybe patients are a little hesitant to come into the office. Because again, when these are done according to the guidelines, the patients aren't going to have to pay those deductibles. So again, another reason why it's good, these are good things to do early in the year. The one thing you'll want to make sure is that you are transparent that if there are additional services, that they may see a deductible or copay for those. So for example, if you're adding on an evaluation and management code with a modifier, of course, because they bring up something that's specific that you are now having to evaluate and manage. And that's always really tricky, because if they come in and they list five things that you need to now treat and give medication for and manage, then that's when, you know, they will see a charge. And so you do have to make sure that they very well understand the difference between those annual wellness exams and any E&M code that's dropped for evaluation and management of a specific problem. And of course, any additional services like labs and so forth that aren't part of that wellness exam aren't covered. And so granted, you can still order them. They just need to be aware that the patients may receive a bill. And last but not least, the Medicare site has some great kind of toolkits and things that you can download so that you have some references for your staff, for your physicians, and everybody can kind of be on the same page around the differences between these, the requirements for these, and how to check eligibility and how to get these scheduled in your office. It is important that you have to differentiate that annual wellness visit and an annual physical because, you know, these are different and you know, you're going to have an unhappy patient if they don't understand those differences. So, you know, whatever you can do to help educate your front staff, educate your patients so that surprise bills aren't there and they're clear on the services that they're going to receive. All right. Well, that is short and sweet this week. Thanks for listening. And I hope you guys enjoyed another week of the RevMD podcast. Just so you guys know, we are looking forward to seeing everybody on our class on February 19th. This is a class we're doing every month. There's no cost to it. We just ask that you share our podcast with a friend or leave a review on the Apple Podcast Store for RevMD. And we will be meeting again every month. And if you want to go and sign up, you can go to nationalrevenueconsulting.com, go to billing education and sign up to be on the list so that you can get the Zoom link. And again, we're meeting once a month to go over different things. We just went over kind of the overall claims process and the hiccups you can have in each part of the process that can result in decrease in revenue. And we'll be adding a new topic every month over the next 11 months. So again, it's a 2023 thing we're doing and look forward to seeing you guys there. And as always, reach out if you have any questions. Thanks so much.